Born in the late 1954, child of the concrete, where he grew so strong. He was there to the age of 11. His family had moved on into Pomona, man, the land it had grown. He met some people like to hang around all night long. Soul music on the vinyl, music just played on. Johnny D, show got to go on. Johnny D, rest man music and more. Johnny D, come on man, you know what I'm talking about. Johnny D, Johnny D wants to talk to you right now. Pick up the phone, give him a shout. Johnny D will answer your questions all about. Words of wisdom grown in the council of the many. Hand of God speaking, reaching out to touch you. Got to have this number, you got to call in. Open your ears to the music, it's still playing all night long. Johnny D wants to let you in. Come on, give him a call. Yeah, become his friend, Johnny D. Johnny D. Words of wisdom. Saturday night. Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget Sunday. Keep it jamming. Soul music. Man, we got to dial in. Johnny D, Blog Talk Radio. Just give him a call. What's it gonna hurt? Johnny D, show got to go on.
Johnny D.
Pick up the phone. Wants to talk to you. Maybe some God's wisdom will rub off on you.
Johnny D.
Block Talk Radio.
Johnny D.
He wants to talk to y'all. Pick up the phone. Donnie D. That's right, Donnie D. Yeah. Come on. It's Donnie D, y'all.
Out there, ladies and gentlemen, we back. That's right. Actually, straight back from Las Vegas from the Funk Explosion. Yes, indeed, it was a great show. Jimmy Sterling. That's right. Loose Ends and the SOS Band. Yes, indeed. But tonight's show is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Part 1. Both books written by me. Franklin Donnie D. This show goes out to my sister, Roar. May she rest in peace. Our phone number here is 515-602-9603. 515-602-9603. That's right. Amen and amen. Let's see here. What's going on, researcher?
You are. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you very, 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 very much. We back. Now, I hope we can play some slap slap tonight. But, oh, we also got some prayers for Silk Black. That's right. We hope he gets a speedy recovery and comes back. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's get some. I got some new music from Beyonce, Cowboy Carter. But this one is called Bodyguard. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's okay, huh?
I think it'd be better with a video. So you can
see.
Probably.
Probably.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure, you know, it sounds on there with Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson just talking about firing up and stuff on his on that song. Yeah. Yes,
he ain't
going to
never stop.
No. But okay, as we move it and groove it and take it to this other level, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get into Billy Stewart. I do love you. Fantastic. Billy Stewart out of Chicago. Yes, indeed. Out of the Chi, the Windy City. That's right. Let's go this way with another group. I do believe is out of Chicago. A lot of groups out of Chicago. A lot of great people out of Chicago. That's what they say. I'm from L.A. What you say, baby? Let's go this way. Black Ivory. They say, don't turn around, baby. Just keep going straight. To my heart. To my love.
Yeah. starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck fella's got to hold on you. Lose any money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Law of average plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's true to you. Got bad luck. Yes, sir. Bad luck. Yeah. Bad luck. Got bad luck. Bad luck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Play the number counter. That number's hot stuff. But the books get you. But ever since you got, walk around in a day with your pocket back. Go see a woman, and she ain't even there. Losing wisdom, and all your track of time. The more I think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call it change, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's going on. The chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's pulling you down, 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 down.
People of the world out there, I know none of y'all satisfied. The way prices have been going up on things. I was out of state. I could barely buy a morning paper. Yeah. Had to cut down on smoking. Had to cut down on drinking. I sat down on my living room floor. Open it up.
Open it up.
Guess what I saw? Saw the President of the United States. The man said he wasn't going to give it up.
Good luck, yes indeed. How's everybody doing tonight? Bad luck. Nobody needs no bad luck, man. Come on. Come on with it. Come on with it. Let's go this way with Bobby Bird.
I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. Coming, coming, coming. Help me. Make your baby understand. Don't try love unless you take command. Love can be a two-sided thing. You never get more than you can bring. Hey, I'm coming.
Hair weed, is it your hair weed? girl, I don't know. Is it your hair? Oui.
Is it your hair?
Hair?
Well,
oui.
Really your
hair?
Oui. Is it really your hair?
Hair?
Oui.
How can you do this to me? You told me it was real, but it was a weed. I saw it in your eyes when I told you try to act surprised.
That you're not. Are you trying to be another race?
Exactly.
I don't dig it at all.
No, just be natural with your hair. Just be natural.
Exactly. As we used to do back in the day.
Yes.
You know, most of us was wearing fros and stuff, a lot of us. But the wigs have always been around.
Yeah, wigs and weaves.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but right now it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you can watch everything. You gotta be looking like, they got a weave. They got a wig.
Yeah, yeah.
They think that because it shows the part, but if you look at this right at the top of their head, you could tell if it's a wig or you could tell if it's a weave.
Yeah, I used to know this sister.
I used to know this sister,
and she had this. She had a wig on, and I was like, wait a minute, her hair ain't like that. But then I looked up at it, and I seen the part. That's before I knew about it. I said, oh, it must be real, you know?
Yeah, the part fooled you.
Yeah, she fooled me. Let's get into some right now. Some Bobby Taylor in Vancouver, Melinda's the girl. Bobby Taylor is actually the one who really discovered the Jackson 5. It wasn't Diana Ross, but she had the big name. So, you know how they work that. Let's get into a guy. Yeah, yeah. Let's get into a guy that Jimmy Sterling does a tribute to, and which he did last night, Mr. Bobby Womack.
I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have a tendency, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now.
Do the things that keep a smile on. You got to stay on your B's and Q's.
sat down. Get off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down this floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Whoa! In my ear, tell me that you love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out, right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa.
The Hook John Lee Hooker. That's right. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I'd rather be with you. So, bootseller.
Thank you. feel the baby few until I'm through.
Oh yes I do.
I'd rather be with you until that day will fly away. I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you, who? Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you, who? Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be with you.
Oh, man.
To be funny, but I'm really serious this time, baby. Even though it's a cold world, baby, but you know deep down inside that I do love you. I know I sound strange, but I really mean it. We're gonna make it this time, baby.
He says, coming in your eye, baby. Ooh, just some of this music. Well, let's get into some old school stuff. This guy had a broken heart. His name was Jackie Wilson. Lonely Teardrops.
My heart is crying. Lonely teardrops, my pillow's never dried. Lonely teardrops, come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will. My pillow's never dried. Lonely teardrops, come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will. But burn crying.
right, let's get into a Donnie D double play.
Well, look about, look about, look about, look about, ooh wee. Look about, look about, look about, ooh wee. Oh ah, oh ah, ooh wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, aye, 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 and she's so fine, fine, fine. She's really
boogie back then, or could you?
Not You just got the
sunshine.
Yeah.
Moonlight. Good times.
Good times.
Okay.
Let's get into the Godfather, Soul himself, J.B., Mr. James Brown, and he's talking about the big payback.
Hey! Got the payback! Revenge! Get back. Payback. Payback.
right. The big payback, the sounds of the man himself, the Godfather, James Brown. It's time for the family. Starting off with the researcher, what you have for dinner?
I haven't had it yet, but I will have baked potato, asparagus, and a steak.
Okay. Will that be grilled asparagus?
No, it'll be baked asparagus.
Okay. And what type of steak would you have there?
I have a ribeye.
A ribeye. Yum, mm-hmm. Yum. Okay, let's go to Mojo's. What up, Mo?
What up, family? Mo is in the building. Let's start off right. Hey, Kobe. What's up,
hey,
y'all?
Mo.
I am back.
He's back.
Man, that song was the one I needed to hear. Big payback. Mo Jones is back with the family.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. We glad to have you, brother.
Yes.
So first of all, let's find out what you have for dinner, and I got some hammer questions for you.
All right. Baked chicken, green beans, and some rice.
And you have a little mescaline to go with it?
Mescaline mixed with, and I snorted 4 lines of fentanyl. And in my hair grew.
In your hair grew.
In my spare time. In my
spare time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
I chased it down with 6 Cialis and 4 Viagras and a 5-hour energy drink and some Ensure to keep my protein levels up. I'm on work tonight, brother.
I hope you, whatever lady you run into, she going to be in trouble.
You ain't lying. I'm going to make a bow-legged in one leg. I swear to God.
Bow-legged in one leg.
Good one.
Ain't that nothing. Oh, I see you sent a picture of Jammin' Jay Lamont. He was our MC last night. In Vegas.
No, I heard that he was.
Yeah.
Then I see your post at 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't think you was going to make it, young man.
Was I posted 4 o'clock in the morning?
Hell yeah, you did. I said, what the hell Donnie D doing up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Damn, I don't even know.
Yeah,
and 5 Viagras and 6 Cialis.
And a 5-hour energy drink. But you got to have
energy drink. Now I'm walking with the walker today. I'm pulling on my walker. Back is all messed up.
Don't. Hey, walk with that walker. Don't step on your testicles, okay? You know, you're old now.
Here we go.
They scrape the ground like some click-clack.
Click-clack, okay. Here's the comedian. All right. Hey, you know what? Just don't put no magic shave on yours, okay? I don't want no magic shave.
Especially the blue and white can. That shit stank. Oh, I mean,
stank.
That stank, and it burned real bad.
I mean, my stepfather had the whole house smelling like chitterlings when he would put that stuff on.
Don't that stuff smell like chitterlings? It does. My Uncle Mac used to do it.
Yes, chitterlings.
Yeah. It's
nothing. It's wrong
with you.
Oh my God.
Chitterlings. Okay, wait,
we don't
get
chitterlings.
You need to get
a black person.
You like chitterlings, Pam?
What?
You like chitterlings?
No, thank you.
You want the chitterlings?
Nope.
Okay.
What about some hog maws?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No hog maws?
Okay, if it's not a chop, if it's not bacon, if it's not honey baked ham.
Mm-hmm.
How about the ribs? How about ribs?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, ribs.
what you have for dinner, Pam?
Yes,
fried chicken,
okay.
Spanish rice, and a salad.
Spanish and a salad. Okay. Anything to drink with that?
Water and tea.
Water and tea. Just tea time.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. I just want to say this. When tomorrow morning on the news, you'll see Trump is coming to court in his gold sneakers. He'll have his Bible in his hand. Wearing some Bermuda shorts. Wearing some Bermuda shorts.
If Trump put a Bible in his hand, it's going to burn right in his hand.
Let me tell you this. I'm coming from Vegas, and they got a big-ass Trump building down there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, it's a big...
In Vegas?
In Vegas. Trump building.
Trump Plaza.
Is that what it is in Vegas? Yeah, well, whatever
it's
is.
It's a hotel.
Oh,
yeah,
he still
okay.
has a building there? Oh.
There's
yeah,
one
he
that I was wanting
to... He has it in a bunch of states. It has in New York. It has it in Vegas. And he had two other places that they have. They wanted to build one here in San Francisco, but I guess they told him no.
Well, I sure...
They took his name off the one in New York.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Or they need
yeah.
to. What, they going to put P. Diddy name up there? No.
Probably. But hold on just a minute.
He's going down, too.
Wait a minute. Epstein, wait a minute. A caller, your name and where you call from. Oh, well, T.D. Jakes said, I don't like the jokes that you guys have been affiliating me with the P. Diddy Party, the Jay-Z's and all of that stuff. The Mo Jones, you see me at the party.
Well, Mr. James,
what was I doing?
Can I ask you a
question? I was saving souls.
No, you wasn't. You were wearing some ruffled Depends with a thong.
There's no way.
And one of your clip class was standing on the left side, bro. You all right? You try to tell me you was Bobby Brown, but I know you between you and Bobby Brown.
Well, Bobby is about as big as me but that's no way to talk about the man of the cloth. Mo Jones.
Yeah, you sure was under the cloth.
Okay, bye. We don't want to talk to you no more. You busted and disgusted. Man, I mean, I don't know if we're going to play Name That Tune tonight. Silk is in the hospital. I don't see Daoud here.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's got a foot problem or something in his foot.
Oh, okay.
He's been in there for about 2-3 weeks, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Well, foot
yep.
gout?
No, it's not gout. No, it's not a gout.
We going to pray for him?
Yes, we praying for him.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, we praying for him.
Yes,
and pray for the Simpson family because O.J. transitioned. And you know what? I've never seen so many people happy to see one individual pass away. It's so disgusting for somebody to celebrate somebody dying of prostate cancer. That is the most disrespectful.
Yeah.
Milongo, I ain't going to curse, Milongo I could ever hear in my life. That is so sad.
What about Caitlyn Jenner? Good riddance. Caitlyn, of all people.
You know what? That so-and-so, you look at this as a family show because I will put my religion down right now and curse Shim.
Shim.
Whatever.
It's
you know, they used to be buddies. They used to be buddies back in the day.
Yeah, when he was a man.
Yeah, right, when he was decathlon winner and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
sad,
you know,
man,
you know, we are living in I try to be out of this world, man, because so much stuff is going down.
Come on, man. Stuff is going down. The Bible speaks of this. We live in the last evil days. So whatever, whoever you pray to, you better get yourself right. Because you know what? People are dying. People are dying. They never died before.
Well, you know, you said something that makes a lot of sense, that whoever you pray to, when I was at checking into hotel, the SOS band, they were all checking in too. And my buddy Bye, he's a songwriter, used to write songs for them. He came in and passed them all out Qurans. And, you know, I have respect for that, whatever your religion, who you believe in. But, you know, then when we went to breakfast this morning, man, they didn't, nobody, no, I don't want no pork sausage. I don't want no bacon. So, man, I went to go grab my bacon.
and they cursed you, boy.
Boy, they was looking at me.
The reason why they was mad because you got your bacon, they want some bacon.
Yeah, man. I said, wait a minute. Look at this much love, but it's all good. Let me move along. Right now, let's see here. 818, Eddie P. Rose.
Hey, sorry I'm late, brother. Just had to deal with some business issues. No. Thanks for checking in with me. Thank you, brother.
Okay, man. What you have for dinner?
Actually, I haven't gotten it yet, but it'll be some quinoa and probably a steak.
Probably. Well, you ever heard of a heartless child? You ever heard of a heartless child?
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Donnie.
Have you ever heard of a heartless child?
Yeah. I did.
She's a heartless child. Nothing about me. She don't care. She's a heartless child, and she don't care nothing about me. I've been begging her day and night, please set me free. Say she a grown woman, but she act just like a child. Just like a child. Be out in public, she shows out in a crowd. It's a crowd. All my friends hit on her, and it drives me wild. She a heartless child.
She's a heartless child.
And she don't care nothing about me. Loving, you know the kind that steals your heart, steals your heart. And that girl's big booty is a real work of art. She a heartless child, and she don't care nothing about me.
Oh, she never cared about none.
I give the little girl all my money.
All my money.
I feel that's the way it should be.
She don't take my money. She takes my money.
She say she my woman, and she belongs to only me. Only me. But honey, I got two eyes, and it only take one to see.
I couldn't see.
You tell me you in college, but mama, you're 33. There for your master's,
up,
or
girl,
maybe your PhD. When you get on for the summer, come on and stay with me. She's a heartless child, and she don't care nothing about me.
She don't care
nothing.
Eddie, that is a great cut right there, man.
I have to apologize to you, Donnie, that I sent you the wrong version.
Oh, but that version's okay.
No, it's me and the Jody, the girl, the harmonica player. That's not even a mastered version. I apologize to you. I'll send you the right version for next week if you don't mind.
Send me the right version.
That's not even mastered, and the guy that's singing with me, who's an amazing singer, the falsetto, he's not even on the mastered version. Oops.
Okay, well, listen.
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you for the love, man. That's not even mastered. I apologize, man. Thank you for the love, man. Thank you.
In a quick 2 minutes, tell the people about the electric cars we're going to be raffling off here.
So how do I say this? There's a Chinese car company called Songguo, S-O-N-G-U-O, that wanted to introduce their cars to the American marketplace 4 years ago. I think it was before the pandemic, so 5 years ago. And one of my business associates, who I do a lot of things with, some cat from England, Roger Pawson, you'll meet him, Donnie. He had an exclusive deal with them through Bert Bachman, who passed away, God rest his soul. But Bert used to be the chairman of the Galpin Motor Group. And if you live in L.A., you know Galpin. Galpin has everything, right?
Oh, and so Galpin what?
Ford, Rolls-Royce, Mercedes-Benz, Lincoln Jaguar, Volkswagen. The Galpin Group's the biggest Ford dealership, like you said, in the world. And so Bert arranged for my buddy to get an exclusive agreement with Songguo to bring in their car from China. It's the only Chinese electric car here, with the first one that was going to be here. Trump did the tariffs back in 19, and it kind of killed bringing things in from China. Long story short, I'm going to shorten this. We had to reroute the product production in Korea to bring them in from South Korea, but it's a Chinese car. It's called a neighborhood vehicle. It's same as a golf cart classification, so you can't take it off road, but you don't have all the requirements. Gorgeous little car, 170-mile range, priced three different models, one for $13,000, one $14,000, one $15,000, very reasonable price. Car comes...
Tell the people about how we're going to be raffling them off and what they got to do to get them.
We're going to raffle off one car. We reach a certain dollar volume. The raffle is going to be one of the cars, e-bike, some other things. Like a normal raffle setup, you buy a ticket for $8. We're going to sell 100,000, not that many, but we're going to raise $100,000 per raffle. The goal is to raise enough money. The purpose, my charity, my 503 charity, is basically New Hope City. I developed it 4 years ago with a good friend of mine out of Texas, a good old boy, who's a world-famous doctor. He's written a couple of bestsellers. We got it together. We wanted to help out homeless vets, mainly homeless people in general. But the homeless, the foundations that do help out homeless people with housing, that's a whole nother ball game. If you know anything about it, it's complicated because the politicians have their hands in all the cookie jars, and you got to be in with this guy and that guy and that guy.
Okay.
Out of frustration, we went a different direction. Our purpose is to provide incidentals for homeless veterans. They need blankets. They need pillows. They need pants. They need shoes. They need razor blades. There's a lot of things that these guys, male and female, need that aren't being provided on a daily basis. How do I know that? Because I used to drive around L.A. till 6 o'clock in the morning passing out those things, right? I even developed – I even have a patent – for a bed, a portable bed that folds in half that becomes the storage and a bunch of other things. Because
we gotta wrap
they
it
don't
up,
have
brother.
Anywhere to, they don't
we
have anywhere
wrap it
to
up.
Lay their head. Yeah. So I'm going to shorten this. So we are going to raffle off a car through Donnie's show. That'll be the drawing on Donnie's show. We're going to promote it through the show. We hope to do big things with Donnie because he's the person that deserves a lot of flowers, and I don't think he's been getting enough accolades.
I don't either.
Exactly. Listen, he's done a lot for me personally, helped my development, my growth. I am not an artist in a traditional sense. I just have always desired to be in that niche, but certain things happen. Life happened, and we do the best we can. But we definitely, we're almost ready to go. We've gotten our first 8 cars are here. Well, the 6 more will be here from China, and we're going to be raffling on the show. And Donnie's the man because he's got the energy to make this happen. And
all right.
And teams get things done. Yeah, teams, I'm sorry, Donnie, for rambling. But teams get things done, and we hope to be a team that makes a difference with homeless veterans. Get that straight. Don't get it twisted. We love everybody. We want to help everybody. But the homeless veterans, the people that are protecting our country. I'm sorry, Donnie. Go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Stick. Keep listening to the show. This is no joke. This is happening. You know, and when it happens, you win the raffle, you will pick up a car. Like it ain't a Cadillac. It's not a Cadillac. And some other prizes, but we'll get to that another time. Let's get to the sounds of the Elgins.
Well, Donnie, one last thing. I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm going to have photos for you to post on online, your Instagram, et cetera, so people know what they're getting into. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. You heard it right there from ADP Road. Fantastic Elgins. Let me go to Mo Jones. When does the Hammer Tour start?
Say that again.
When does the Hammer tour start?
Next month.
Next month. What's your first city?
Yes. It's either L.A. or San Diego. That's what I hear. We've been talking about that quite frequent. He's been down there, L.A. I've been down there twice with him, twice, and with the dancers, and things are starting to progress.
Wow.
Okay. You know, we need some. We need to raffle out a couple of, you know, have some contests, slap, slap, name that tune, and give away a ticket or two. If, you know,
yeah, I tell you what, I'll pay for it myself and wrap it off so to make it be genuine.
Genuine.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. The gentleman was just talking. I have a whole room for the brand new clothes that I gave some to the disabled vets and the homeless people down here in Northern California. I'd be more than happy to ship some after the show. Inbox me or Donnie, give me the address where I need to send that to. I'd be more than happy to send a lot of brand new stuff with tags on it to the vets.
Well, you know, I'm a vet. I fought in World War II. I'm a vet. You know,
Donnie, we talk about veterans of war, not vets who heal animals. Okay.
No, wait. No.
We know you got the power to heal animals. We know you a vet, but we talking about war veterans. Don't get it twisted.
Well, actually, I'm a ghetto veteran, brother.
Oh, yeah, me too. Hey, Donnie G. I think we just found out in July, end of June, July, we're going overseas for 45 to 60 days.
Dang.
And I'm going to try my damnest to make sure that when we overseas on Sundays, I will make sure I get on this radio show. So for the next few Sundays, I will be here. I have a show this coming weekend. For the next 5 weekends in a row, I have shows. But I'm going to make it because I made it to where it's due Friday and Saturday show. And I'll be in Bakersfield. I'll be in Fresno May. Hold on, let me look at my phone right now, right quick. I'll be in Fresno coming up. I'll be there in May.
Yeah.
And Bakersfield, I'll be there. I'll be doing a show in at the end of May, I think, the 31st. And then I'll be back at Bakersfield the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay, well, listen, man. I was in Vegas yesterday, and there, you know, at the venue, they had people selling clothes and stuff. And then this one lady, she said she was a fashion designer, and I was looking.
If you start,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Nope. Get him, Camille. Don't you start.
Wait a minute. What you talking about, man?
Bro?
No, wait a minute.
Let me tell you something, honey. Bust your head out, trouble, Lord. Don't be talking about that yin yang stuff. Ain't nobody playing that stuff tonight.
Well.
Baby's coming over. Well, I know just how I feel.
down for the fantastic emotions. Produced by Maurice White and some of the musicians were of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, Cousin Pam. And researcher. And,
yes.
And Eddie Rose. We going to try to get Mo Jones when he goes overseas with Hammer. He's going to be making big, big, big money. Maybe we can fly us all over there on Southwest. What do you think? You know?
Hey, I'm going to have my EBT card.
Ain't nothing wrong with the EBT card, man, but you thinking to get us on Southwest and we can fly overseas on Southwest?
It might get you far as San Diego, but go ahead.
And I don't want to get on no Boeing 707s, the doors falling off, the wheels falling off, the pilot smoking crack. I can't do that, man.
We start to open up the videos of the rehearsals, because right now Hammer is not letting no video being showed at all. It's his show, so I gotta comply.
Has he been married to the same woman all the time? I saw a picture of him and his wife on Facebook.
Stephanie.
How many?
Stephanie. 38 years.
Whoa.
Dang.
That's awesome. That's beautiful.
Put this on there.
Are we talking about MC Hammer?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we are talking about MC Hammer.
Mo Jones is touring with him.
He put it in the mix. Dang.
He got it started.
Yep.
Well,
five-time Grammy Award winning MC Hammer.
Hey, do you still have some Hammer pants, Mo?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You know, I used to have some.
Let me see if I can find my photos and stuff up. Yes.
I bought some down in Venice Beach.
I sent you the new tour jacket, right?
Yeah, I see. No, not you didn't send it to me. Send me the picture. But you can send me a tour jacket.
Yeah.
I'll take that, too.
You can wear mine. I don't care.
Okay, I'll text you my address. Send it overnight mail, please. I got to look good tomorrow.
Everybody want one.
Little brother, it's your big sister talking.
Yeah, little brother. Now you little brother. Come
Hey, Donnie D, send us to Camille. Send us to Camille. You're going to die laughing.
All right,
oh
I will.
God. I can't believe I still have these rare bands.
Do it, man. I can see you.
He knew where they were.
He knows because he wore them to Safeway this morning. He know what he talking about.
So I wore them to church.
He wore them to church this morning.
Okay,
wait a minute. Let me look at this picture. I'm going to send it to, let's see. Let me open this up. Let's see these pants. Oh, no. Black satin. Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Bro, you all is crazy.
So I can't get around it. You can't get around it. So high, you can't get over it. I can't get over it. Dance our way out of our restrictions. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With a groove I only got, we should all be moved.
you coming to fall. The whole ball, nothing but the ball.
Ready or not, yeah.
About your hammer pass. Anybody get it yet?
Yep. I got it.
No, I didn't. Hey, the funny thing is, you see how small the waist is?
Oh, Lord.
That won't fit you today. It won't fit you today.
It'll fit over my head.
Hey, but after the tour, when you come back, you're going to be 100 pounds lighter. You'd have been on stage dancing with Hammer.
Yeah. No, if I'm 100 pounds lighter, I'll be 140. I'm like, I'm on crack. No, I don't want to be
140. No. Well, you know what? When I asked you about them pants, and I was trying to see if I could get a pair, you told me this right here. You told me this.
And the winner, the winner is.
MC Hammer. Go Mo, put your pants on, Mo.
Can't touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. Can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Think about sweat, so fast, from a white or a tape. Two words, what's gonna go in the 90s, two words, a chart. Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, can't touch this.
Touch this.
You
can't touch
this,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You what?
Can't touch it.
Every
told
time
you that was
you the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and a magic on the mic. Now, why would I ever stop doing this without us making records? We just don't hit. We're tuned around the world, from London to the Bay. It's time to go hammer, it's a hammer, any time, any rest can go in play. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get a high, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down.
Go Mo, go Mo, go Mo, go Mo.
Stop, have a time. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
All right, here we go.
Break it down.
Man, stop, do you think Hamrick gonna be able to keep up all that energy? Eat a box of Wheaties before a show.
Bro, first of all, that man at 62 years old can get it.
Is that right?
He's what?
He's 62.
I heard
he can
that.
Still
man, he looks good.
And he gets it. He became a vegan a couple years ago, and all he does is work out. And all he does is, first of all, he gonna tell me he hope I can keep up. I told him I'm 55, you 61, you just turned 62. You better hope you can keep up with me.
Well, I hope you don't do like Bobby Brown and just say forget it and walk off stage.
No, Bobby, you know what? People don't know this. Bobby Brown had two open heart surgeries.
Oh, did he?
He has a pacemaker. He has
shit, he shouldn't be on stage.
Why? He the one put all this stuff together.
Wow. Okay. All right. I seen Bobby Brown at a car dealership.
We can't tell
out here. He's a big dude.
I swear for
I thought it was TD Jakes. I wasn't sure.
But you know what? You know what? For people to say all the thing about Bobby Brown, he's still the biggest go-getter in New Edition. Everybody goes crazy when Bobby Brown sings. His voice, you can see, you can hear the transformation in his voice. He don't have the same melodious voice he had when he was a young man. I understand because he's not as young as he used to be. But when these people go see them, they lose their mind for Bobby Brown and Ralph Tresvant. Them the two that they lose their mind for. Johnny Gill, I can say something, but I'm not because I'm leaving alone. Roddy, Bobby, and Ricky, they do their thing, but it's all about Bobby
and Ralph.
And Ralph Tresvant.
Yeah.
Them are two people that these people go tee over.
Wow. Yeah, they were the voices.
Just like Hammer. Hammer, when people say what they want to say, but when that man, when we went to the thing, we went to a big get-together, do you understand? It was E-40. It was Too Short. Snoop. Everybody was there. Everybody stood in line to take a picture with MC Hammer. Everybody. I mean, people stood in line. Y'all laughing. I'm serious in a heart attack.
Well, let me tell you this.
We went to the Oakland Coliseum the other day. People lost their mind when MC
Okay,
Hammer
let me tell you this. I was watching a thing on TV about Suge Knight. So anyway, they had a picture of all of the Death Row dudes, and Hammer was in the picture. He looked like he didn't want to be there, you know?
well, because Hammer knew that he should have never signed with Death Row, but he signed with Death Row. He was on there for about a year or so, and then he stepped off.
Good for
people don't know Hammer. If you could hear, I wish Hammer would give me that song so I could hear the song with Hammer and Tupac. It's banging.
Oh, yeah. Never heard of that kind. But hey, speaking of New Edition, let's go this way. Been fun. Donnie D's gonna run. We'll be back next Saturday night with the Lions Den with Donnie D. Sunday morning, Fellowship of the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, and 1 in the middle. And then Sunday night, right back here, Johnny D's Soul Sundays. We love you, baby. And get your pair of hammer pants. Goodbye.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, brother. God bless you guys.